This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Here with the fifth lesson in Nabr. Accentuation, emphasis, highlighting and stressing certain syllables in words found in the Quran to present a more eloquent rendition, and in certain cases to preserve the intended meaning. We continue as in the previous four lessons, highlighting the nabr applied in certain command form of verbs found in the Quran. And this lesson's command appears in singular form, appears in plural form, appears independent, and appears attached to pronouns. The command is khudhu, which means to take, and that is its plural form, khudhu. Its singular form is khudh. So number one, khudhu, obviously you're emphasizing the kha, the start of the command, and that is regarded as most eloquent. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Not the ذال. خذوا زينتكم. It would be acceptable, however, what is regarded as more eloquent is emphasizing the start of the command, which is the خاء. خذوا زينتكم. However, if the plural form of this command is found with an attached pronoun, then you have a choice. A choice between emphasizing the kha, the start of the command, or the long vowel, the second syllable of the command. And this you'll find in the verse. خُذُوهُ فَاعْتِلُوهُ إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ خُذُوهُ. Here I have emphasized the second syllable, the dhal, extended into the waw, khudhuhu, the long vowel. If I emphasize the kha, as previously done, when the command stood independently, khudhuhu fa'atiluhu, khudhuhu fa'atiluhu ila sawa'il jaheem. So you have a choice in this case. Khudhuhu, that's the second syllable. خُذُوهُ فَاعْتِلُوهُ, that would be the first. You also find it in the other verse. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ, emphasizing the first, the خَاء. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. So both would be allowed, and both I have heard applied by Egyptian reciters. Finding the verb in its singular form, you have the verse, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. وَخُذْ, and not the waw. وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا. وَخُذْ, no. وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. This would be applied, obviously, even if you were to find the singular form attached to a pronoun. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. فَخُذْ, and not on the fa. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. فَخُذْ, no. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. There's a unique case where the singular form of this command is slightly amended by the dhal receiving a temporary kasra. And in this case, it is still encouraged that you emphasize the kha, the start of the command. However, if someone were to emphasize the dhal because it is moved now with a vowel of its own, it would be acceptable. But what is more eloquent is emphasizing the start of the command, the Kha. And this appears in the ayah, Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. خذ, the dhal received a temporary kasra to connect with the following lam sakina. خذ الكتاب, Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. If someone were to emphasize the dhal, it would sound like this. Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. خذل. It would be acceptable, however, what is more eloquent is emphasizing the kha, highlighting the start of the command. O Yahya, take the book. Take the book with strength. Take the scripture with strength. Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة. There is another place in the Quran like this, where it is more eloquent to emphasize the kha, even though the dhal has a temporary kasra. خذ العفو. خذ العفو. So listen, reflect, and practice, and may Allah accept from us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.